This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. DocRam.com. If you want to go to his website, DocRam.com, as in Dr. DOC. R-A-M as in Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com. Rick, I've been thinking about this visit I had to the East Coast probably a year ago. And I was helping the owner of this house service a refrigerator that was not operating properly. So, you know, I pulled it out and took the back off and started vacuuming out this debris in the at the condenser, you know, the coils in the back. And they were black, literally black, as black dust, this black, gooey, sticky dust. Now, this house is immaculate, okay? It's not like it's a filthy house. Absolutely immaculate everywhere you look. But yet, the refrigerator coils were black. And the air cleaner at the heating system was black. And I thought, wow. And it's in a city. It's in a highly congested city. And it occurs to me that there are only two things that I know of that could cause this. One would be soot from diesel exhaust, you know, this black sooty exhaust. And another thing is tire particles. You know, as we drive down the road, travel down the road, you know, our tires start out with full depth of tread, and when they're worn out, there's almost no tread left. So where did that tread go? Well, obviously, it was scrubbed off by the abrasiveness of the road. When the wheels turn, when the vehicle accelerates, decelerates, all that causes the rubber to wear off. Including the just traveling down the road, the rubber wears off. Where does it go? Well, it goes airborne, and we get to breathe it. And if you look at the cabin air filters in vehicles, you'll see that it's full of this black stuff as well. Rick, my question to you: are you concerned about all these tires, all these millions and millions? I mean, hundreds of millions of tires that go airborne, and we get to inhale them. Are you concerned about that?
Well, I'm reminded of the song, "Whoop," the rubber tree plant.
You know, I was telling someone this morning about this, and the person I was talking to said, "I never thought of that." And I said, "Well,
yeah, out of sight, out of mind." No, we don't really understand what we're drinking, what we're breathing, but it's different than it was in the 50s. The water that we're drinking, the food that we're eating, and the air that we're breathing are all different. And I bring to mind, for example, that one out of three people in the state of Oregon are no longer fat, they're obese. And I posted something last week showing the difference in TV series with Beaver Cleaver and his brother and what they looked like in the 50s and what current teenagers look like today. And boy, is that a clear enough message.
You're now, talking about Wally and Beaver Cleaver and Eddie Haskell. They were kind of.
And how it all works, yeah. It's all different now, and everybody is overweight because of the kinds of foods, and that's why I call that a war on weapons with the food. They're doing the same thing with the weather modification. This chemtrail, I just posted, thank you, Joey. Joey just sent me a nice little hedge report thing that runs it down chapter and verse. And I have to tell you that I am hard-pressed to tell you what chemtrails are really about, and I've been talking about them for 4 years. And geoengineering, Wigington, why is it still a question to the public of why they're doing what they're doing? And it's because it's convoluted. And it's convoluted for plausible deniability. And the New World Order or the so-called Agenda 21 people that now have taken our civil liberties away from us in terms there is, like we discussed last week, going to be a civil kind of war. It may or not play like it did in the 1800s, but the combat vets, the people I'm talking to now, are furious about everything that's going on. And if you don't think that this war between Amazon and Walmart is not going to affect trucking, and look what I posted last week regarding our grid going down and no longer being able to have just-in-time delivery for your food and other kinds of things that you do for entertainment and the rest of it, we are unprepared for the takeover that is about to start happening now. The banks are a typical example. I am no longer able to go inside my bank on Saturdays. And my bank will no longer hold upwards of $8,000 or $9,000 for me to go in and pay crews on a Saturday. That means there have been major changes in all of the bank policies in this last year that are the tip of the iceberg. And they're little signs, but they're all extremely meaningful. And today, if you, like you said last week, you take a flashlight and you shine it at night up into the sky, what is all of that up there? Well, there's your rubber, there's your aluminum can recycling, and I have no idea what else is in there because somehow I don't have a device to measure what's in the content of that. Now, I know that universities do. How come there aren't grad students out there measuring that and telling us what's going on? I remember when I was in grad school, I would have been on it like stink on shit.
Rick, when I was chatting with a farmer last night, and this man has a job as well. I mean, most farmers have a job in order to be able to afford their farms. And this gentleman, I wish I had met him years before. I really like this guy. He's in very heavy construction, very heavy. And he obviously is more of a senior guy there because he's got all the tools in his truck. He's got the transit, the level, the surveying equipment, and you know, and all the heavy gas powered and electric powered tools that you know the boss would have in his truck. And we were talking about young people, and he just mentioned. He said, "Boy, you know, he's got to let a lot of people go. He brings them on, and they don't. The young people don't. They can't stay very long because they." They don't know anything, and they don't want to work. And I think that's the same thing that you're seeing with science. Where's the curiosity? I mean, if I were at the graduate level, at the university level, and I had a flashlight and I looked up and I saw all these sparkly things coming down at night, and I'd say, wow, I don't think they're coming down just at night. I'll bet they're here during the day, and I'll bet we're breathing them 24/7. And I bet that's what's in our furnace filters. I'll bet that's what's in our air filters. I'll bet that's what's causing all this clogging of the filters. I want to know what it is. I really would. And I would go to the university professor and say, here's my observation. Can we measure this? How can I get involved? What can I do? Can I use your tools? Can you help me? Can we make this a project?
I have a video on my website from last week that's titled Chem Bomb. And I watched this video of an individual watching a chemtrail have a closed container explode and release its content. And what is that being released?
There's an image on the internet of a very large Boeing jet flying over or near Russia, and the plume that's coming out of this thing is way bigger than the wingspan of this jet. And this is a huge jet, and they're saying it's a contrail. It's a it's what happens
a contrail,
when
yeah right
water vapor hits the cold of the atmosphere at 33,000 feet. Rick, this thing is a fog machine on the scale I've never seen before.
For them to call it a contrail, how dare them from the science's point of view?
Okay. If you looked at the plume going vertical from the World Trade Center, that was dwarfed by this Boeing jet. Dwarfed. The jet dwarfed the plume coming out of the World Trade Center when it was attacked or brought, or the Trade Center disappeared. That plume is what I'm talking about. This is kind of frightening to watch this.
Well,
and the news is saying,
how about you talk about your black goo? How about I suggest to you, we are being terraformed right before our eyes, and nobody is being given a straight answer.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we haven't been given. But it's not just that. We haven't been given a straight answer about unidentified flying objects. We haven't been given a straight answer about the Roswell crash. We haven't been given a straight answer about Fukushima, Three Mile Island, Chernobyl. We don't get straight answers about anything. And it's an outrage. And they actually have employees of the federal government who are in the business of twisting the truth, and they're called spokespeople.
They're called counterintelligence, lying by omission.
And commission. And lying by commission.
Yeah. It's really serious. And then when people like May try to just say something about it, and I'm just one of maybe 2,000 physicists out there, I'm not a big deal. There's a bunch of me out there. Why me? Well, I think we're all being targeted. The only thing that can target that many people simultaneously is a machine. And I think that Google is about to take over a bunch of things with their new AIs. And I am concerned with the way Amazon and Walmart are battling each other.
Hold that thought.
There's a war going on here.
We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I get these Facebook friend requests. And I don't know what people are thinking, but what I see on these Facebook friend, not all of them, just some of them, a few of them, they've got, I look at the pictures, the images they have of friends and family, and they, I don't know, I can't understand what people are thinking. They'll send me a Facebook request, and in their images, they'll have scantily clad women, women bending over, women in wet T-shirt contest, and they expect that I'm going to respond positively to them asking me to be their friend on Facebook. I do not. So when somebody sends me a picture of them holding up a head of a deer that they just shot, and they want me to be their friend, it's not going to happen. I don't like that. You know, I understand hunting. I do. But is it something that you should be proud of? You know, killing an animal? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And is it something you should be proud of, having these women who have loose morals, you know, in wet T-shirts? Do I want to respond positively and say, yeah, I accept that friend request? No, I'm not going to do it. So I just wanted to let you know. If you're listening and you think that there's a reason why you haven't been accepted, that might give you a hint. But, you know, that's the very, 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 very small minority of people out there, I think, at least that listen to this broadcast. Rick, we've got, are you having the same thing, Rick? Are you
getting, I don't know what to think anymore. I'm under assault and from all sides, and my reserves are now down to zero. I have nowhere to go. I had to go back to work. Even that is now being interfered with. They are summarily going to take me out. And I'm 74 years old. I should be allowed to go visit and travel and have a quiet life from everything that I have done over the years. And right now, I am in deep survival mode. It's crazy.
Well, I think the answer is that commerce should happen with you through the mail. Okay? What we've done is we've turned over, when I say we, I'm talking about most people. I'm not talking about all of us. I'm not talking about me. But people have turned over their banking to the electron, to the computer, to the internet. I have not. Now, yeah, do I use PayPal? Yep. But do I use cash? Yes. Do I do transactions in person? Yes. And do I have a debit card? No. Let me give you an example. Went to the bank probably a year ago, and they said, do you have our debit card? And I said, tell me about it. And they said, well, you know, think of it like a check. You don't have to write a check. You just pull out this card, and you use it like a credit card, except it comes out of your checking account. It's called a debit card. And I said, well, I have checks. Why don't I just write a check? And then, well, this is more convenient. And then I explained to the person behind the what would you call it? The bar at the teller at the bank. I explained it. You know, if you keep this up, and we all go electronic, there's no reason for us to come to the bank. That means there's no reason for you to go to work. That means they don't need you. So the more you're rewarded to convince your customers to go to electronic transactions, like check your statements online and all that, there's less and less need for us to interact with you, and therefore there'll be fewer of you. And I think it finally hit home. So I said, no, thanks anyway, I appreciate it, but no, I do not want a debit card. And, you know, they talk about security issues and how great these things are. But if it gets shut down, there's no place to go. What do you do? What do you do if you're totally addicted to electronic transactions and the electrons stop working? The power grid goes down. What do you do? It's tough. I can tell you this, that if the power goes down at Walmart, there are no transactions. It all stops. There is no way they can transact business without without electricity flowing. Because number one, the cashiers don't even know what you're buying. And two, they don't know the prices. And three, they don't know how to make change. Four, the registers don't work without electricity. Rick, can we come back and we talk about drilling holes through the atmosphere with airplanes and rockets? How much damage do we think that's causing us? And is that why we're experiencing more sunburns than ever before? Second-degree burns from being outside? We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black today. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Doc Ram's with us, and joining us is Robert in Kansas. Welcome, Robert.
Oh, hello, Vincent.
Hi. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to say first, I got to meet you and Dr. Miller and Dr. Wallach in Kansas City, October of 16. I wanted to say how nice that was, and what a great experience. Everyone was so friendly, and what a good time that was. So thank you for that. My question to you, Vincent, the other day you had mentioned mathematics, and I was wondering if you have ever typed into the evil search engine curve of the earth per mile.
I have years ago, yes.
Years ago, and you would come up with approximately 8 inches per mile squared?
Well, what I was looking at was, what I was trying to figure out is how far you could see over the ocean, you know, before an object would disappear. That's what I was interested in. So I don't have the facts at my hand, but share with us your thoughts.
Well, I was just, you can type that in, and it'll show you their math and a graphic. And I was just curious if you or the USA Prepares team have ever really looked into those measurements and how they would extrapolate over a body of water, like you say, what's close by. You have a Stockton Lake out there in Missouri, and even a body of water that size would give you a good reference on how that curve can be seen.
But by the way, just FYI, will vary based on atmospheric conditions because light is slowed down in different media. And so events at our index of refraction. And so you have several variables there, including the fact that the Earth is more likely flat and space is curved. How's that one sound?
Well, I don't know what she's.
I'm just kidding. Gosh, God, everybody gets so excited when we start talking about flat Earth conspiracy. You know, it's interesting to realize that the curvature of a bullet going 3,000 yards, for example, is one of the reasons where you are essentially lobbing something. And to have a pulse weapon that is not affected by atmospheric conditions with that kind of precision, because that was something I was talking about in the first hour, you know, directed from space, is just the tip of the iceberg on where we're going with these kinds of things, to include identification of a person of interest and where you are at any given moment with all the cameras and all the rest of what's going on around us. Did you know that the accuracy of seeing something from space now is so precise you can tell the color of someone's eyes? That's old technology. Imagine what they can do now in terms of facial pattern recognition and fingerprints.
Rick,
why couldn't they see your fingerprints from space, you know?
They can, and that's why I mentioned it. And the precision now of getting an accurate, brief frame in high resolution of your fingers and hand. And now they've got you, because while they can't place it on a given fingerprint, they've got the picture of your hand, and they can do a composite and identification of points, just like they do with facial pattern recognition. And when you start realizing that Utah is now going to expand into Oregon and two other states for data storage, this gets very creepy very quickly in a whole new level of science fiction. And the bottom line is, they've been doing that part for more than 5 years after the Jade Helm experiments. The Jade Helm thing was all about profiling, getting ready for when we don't have currency anymore and you carry a chip for identification of where you are at any given moment, because, for example, I only use a disposable track phone, and it's turned off until I need to use it. There's no uplink. And most people don't even get it. They just presume. And most people are going blind playing with themselves. You know, hair on their fingers for doing texting. And when I start to look at Facebook, which, by the way, is not that Doc Ram is just my Facebook presence. My real website is RichardAllenMiller.com. And I'm theoretically going to stop using Facebook shortly because I'm receiving death threats. Explicit death threats, and Facebook is not or has not in 1 week done anything about it. I criticize Facebook. I criticize Google. I criticize Amazon. I criticize the list is going down into a big black hole in terms of our protection, civil rights, and what are our taxes for in the so-called serve and protect mode? And why is the FBI not all over this?
Rick, you just picked on three of them.
They want to harass me. And that's what it has all but ruined my personal life. My girlfriend and I didn't sign up for this. She no longer wants to be around it. Neither do I. What are they doing?
Rick, nobody wants to be around.
Go away? Sure. I would have been now. I am now more resolved than ever because if they had approached me early on, I would have been happy to live a quiet, simple, Quaker-like life up on top of a mountain farming. I loved being isolated and a semi-hermit. I didn't need to be this famous person outspoken about what's going on and wrong with society today. I only did that for book sales, and they've taken that away from me. Why am I doing it now? Lieber Oz. You go look that up. Lieber Oz. Book Oz. Like the wizard. And I am now declaring war because they have now started affecting and threatening my children, my girlfriend, and friends around me. And it's happening to me right now. I'm telling everybody out there, I never dreamed it would be like this. I never did. I'm a sweet old man. I don't have any toys. I have no knowledge base in terms of secrets and what's going on behind the scenes because I have been out of that system for more than almost 40 years. I'm pissed off. I'm so angry. I've declared war.
Well, actually, Rick, I don't think you've declared war. I think they've declared war, and you're just coming out swinging. And that's what I do.
I'm a civilian in the middle of a gunfight that I'm in the middle of, and I've been forced to have to take sides, and I would never have ever done that, just like religion. I don't make judgment in that regard. But from now on, it's military or what we call maritime law, and watch what they're going to do to me in a corrupt city and county environment where the police forces, because where I live is the poorest county in Oregon, one of the poorest counties in the world. We're all, you know, broke and unemployed and whatever. And they, so the Bubba and the law enforcement things are actually doing extremely illicit things, and there's nothing I can do about it. Just pretend like it isn't, as long as they don't bother me, kind of thing. And that's not really right either. And so I'm being put in a no-win situation where I'm going to go down fighting.
Yeah, Robert, you're talking about
to me. Just watch what happens, and then you'll know. Because I said, this is happening to me right now. I don't know what
Robert,
to
you're
do.
Robert, you're talking about the curvature of the Earth, and you're absolutely right. It's 7.98 inches per mile, approximately 8 inches per mile squared, exactly what you said. And what I remember, and I looked it up, it says for a 6 foot tall person, the horizon is a little more than 3 miles away. So that tells us that's the farthest point the eye can see before the Earth curves beneath our view. And that's what you're talking about, right?
That is what I was talking about, Vincent, just the what it says right there. on the Google as far as their calculations, and I guess that comes from NASA in terms of what they figured out. You can do some very complicated equations, but I can't do those anymore, so it broke it down into that simple 8 inches. The mile is squared because it the function of the equation is exponential because you are going around, like if you were to put it onto a graph, you know, you are going, you know, up, 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 and, you know, more and more around a circle. And so it is squared. So, like, in a, let's say you have a 10-mile target, just as an easy math, you would square that 10 miles, and you would wind up with 800 inches. 800 divided by 12 to get feet for reference is 67 feet per. And so, you know, if you did have a 10-mile vista or outlook that you could look out on, you should, over, let's say, a body of water, be able to not be able to see, let's say, you would have to be, of course, down at the level of the water, even lower than 6 feet maybe, would be a good way to get a visual on how far exactly you can see over, like I was saying, Stockton Lake. And I'm not sure where Dr. Miller resides, but I know there are some beautiful lakes in southern Oregon there that he could certainly get a nice reference on a distance that should be water always finds the flat, right? But you would imagine the oceans have to curve because that's 70% of the Earth. And then a smaller body of water, let's say the Great Lakes, they're fresh, but they would have to curve as well. But then even a smaller body of water like Stockton Lake would also have to curve just the same, right? It's almost infinitesimal because of its size, but the curve would still be there. Correct, Vincent?
Yes, and the reason I was very interested in this in the past was how far is that ship? And it looks like that ship is sailing out of view. How far is that? Robert, thank you so much for calling. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, air travel. You know, when we get in these aluminum tubes and we fly through the air, those engines consume all the oxygen, you know, that they breathe in, or almost all of it. Are we destroying our atmosphere with all of this air travel, this nonstop 24/7 holes that we're boring in our atmosphere?
I don't know. That's an interesting question and should have been addressed by the mainstream sciences a long time ago, rather than this nonsense of Carnegie Mellon and others suggesting a peer review that it's contrails. And they have just sidestepped the issue by blaming it on Rio. And I don't have an answer anymore, except that I am extremely embarrassed for where sciences and the scientific community is going. I remember a time when this kind of nonsense would have been discussed by leading scientists from all over the world, Stephen Hawking, all of them. Hawking is now saying the Earth is so bad that man now has to leave Earth to survive. That's Stephen Hawking last week. Now, you know, here we are. I don't have answers. In fact, I'm candidly in the dark because I don't have toys. I know that if I were in grad school, I'd be on that like as an issue.
Be careful. Be careful how you say that.
Yes, I were in grad school, I would be on this like anything, trying to ascertain as a part of my thesis. What's going on? Why is this not happening? Well, because the professors are only now paid, and that's their grad students under them, you know, for the research you get to do. The professors are all being paid to have application. There is no blue sky, literally. It's like blue sky was, you know, research where you didn't know what you were going to discover. That's why you were doing it, was for discovery. That's all ended. That all stopped in the 80s. I saw it happen. Today, the only research that's actually funded by anything is when it has marketing application. It's as if we already know what we need to know in laws of physics to control man. Now what we do is fine-tune it for marketing. And I have to tell you that I now have severe reservations on both communism and capitalism as being, I don't know, there's something, we talked earlier about tribes. And how you work within your family and neighbors, and how the communication is a type of cybernetic anthropology, you know, group consciousness. And I have concern. I have a serious concern, and I'm glad I'm at the end of my years, not the beginning of them. I would not want to be a teenager now. Oh, man.
It's pretty rough, and you know, this is the latest generation has been spoken of as one who will not live as long as their parents. I can see for sure that they will not have the opportunities as afforded their parents. I don't mean, what I mean is, if they were willing to work hard and be diligent and be productive and innovative, you know, they might do pretty well. But I think that that's over. I think the American dream is over. I think the dream of getting out of high school, getting that job at the factory down the road, getting that house, getting the swing set in the backyard with the two children, maybe having that 16-foot boat on a trailer in the driveway, being able to take it down to the river, you know, once a month. I think that's over for most people. And how is it brought to us? It's been brought to us by taxes, inflation, and certainly through the help of our government and governments stealing everything that they can possibly find of ours to steal. Yeah, class, if you have had your real estate tax assessment and you can challenge it, I suggest you do. I suggest you go write them a letter saying you want a complete line-by-line item of how they're assessing your real estate taxes. Make them prove it to you. That's what I'm going to do right after this broadcast. Rick, thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.